Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Onalu Tani with the evening news. First, the headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates Grand International Exposition of Sacred Pipravav Relics. Nation's first Vande Bharat sleeper train to run between Guwahati and Kolkata. Draft photo roll published for Koridang Assembly constituency in Mohokchung district. And President Nagaland Archery Association Chakravala Swaro elected as Vice President Archery Association of India. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated the Grand International Exposition of Sacred Pipravav Relics related to Bhagwan Buddha titled The Light and the Lotus, Relics of the Awakened One at the Rai Pithora Cultural Complex in New Delhi. He also unveiled the catalogue of this exposition. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said that the wisdom and path shown by Bhagwan Buddha belong to all of humanity and his sacred relics are not merely artifacts but part of the country's revered heritage. He said these relics are an inseparable part of its civilization.
Bhagwan Buddha ke pavitra relics ko apne beech paakar hum sabhi dhanya hai. Inka Bharat se bahar jana aur lautkar phir Bharat aana, ye dono hi padav अपने आप में बहुत बड़ा सबक है. सबक ये है कि गुलामी सिर्फ राजनीतिक और आर्थिक नहीं होती, गुलामी हमारी विरासत को भी तबाह कर देती है.
The exposition brings together for the first time the Pipravav relics repatriated after more than a century from Pipravav that are preserved in the collections of the National Museum New Delhi and the Indian Museum Kolkata. Union Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw today inspected the nation's first Vande Bharat sleeper train. Talking to media, Mr. Vaishnaw said that the train is designed for overnight and long-haul journeys. The minister stated that the fully air-conditioned sleeper service will be flagged off in the second half of this month between Guwahati and Kolkata, marking a major upgrade in long-distance rail journeys under Indian Railways. He added that the Vande Bharat sleeper marks the next phase of India's semi-high-speed rail transformation, promising faster travel, better comfort and modern safety systems.
वंदे भारत स्लीपर माननीय प्रधानमंत्री श्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी के रेलवे को ट्रांसफॉर्म करने के संकल्प का हिस्सा है. ओवरनाइट जर्नी के लिए वंदे भारत स्लीपर एक टोटली नए डिजाइन से बनाया गया है. हर एक चीज का ध्यान रख के इस ट्रेन को डिजाइन किया गया है. शुरुआत गुवाहाटी से कोलकाता के बीच में पहली सर्विस चालू होगी वंदे भारत स्लीपर की, और इस साल करीब करीब 10 और ट्रेन बनेंगी. टोटल 12 ट्रेन का इस साल का टारगेट है.
Office of the Chief Electoral Officer, Nagaland, has informed that the draft photo roll has been published for Koridang Assembly constituency in Mokokchung district whereby election is due. The CEO office further informed that integrated draft electoral roll will be published on 3rd January and filing claims and objections can be done from 3rd to 24th January, while disposal of claims and objections will be done on 7th February. It stated that the final electoral roll will be published on 14th February. It also stated that electors can file claims and objections with the concerned booth-level officer or with the Assistant Electoral Registration Officer and Electoral Registration Officer. The draft electoral rolls for Koridang AC is accessible in the voters' portal voters.eci.gov.in/download-eroll?state-code=S17. Chief Minister of Nagaland, Nipyu Ryo, has condoled the demise of former Angami Public Organization President Kekrengu Lialinna, who passed away today in Dimapur after a prolonged illness. In his message, Mr. Ryo described Mr. Linna as a calm and composed gentleman known for his honesty and selfless nature. He said, before devoting himself fully to social service, Mr. Linna served the government of Nagaland in various capacities with dedication and sincerity. Mr. Ryo stated that after his retirement as Additional Director at HOD, Department of Land Records and Survey, Mr. Linna continued his service to society as the President of the Angami Public Organization. The Chief Minister added that during his tenure, Mr. Linna took up several important issues concerning the Naga people and stood firmly for justice and truth. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For a quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and our YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. President Naglin Archery Association Chakravola Suro has been elected to the post of Vice President Archery Association of India. The announcement was made at the recently concluded annual general meeting, which was held alongside the 2025 Senior National Archery Championship in Hyderabad. The Naglin Archery Association has congratulated Ms. Suro and expressed gratitude to the Archery Association of India for recognizing and reposing their faith in the most deserving candidate. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan has asserted that integrating traditional wisdom with modern science is important for living a healthy life. Speaking at the event connected to National Siddha Day at Chennai today, he said that Siddha is a living tradition and not a relic of the past. The Vice President said that traditional health systems such as Siddha, Ayurveda, Unani and Yoga under the Ayush umbrella are time-tested practices that continue to contribute to the well-being of millions. The Election Commission has invited all citizens to download the ECI Net app and give their suggestions to improve it by using the Submit a Suggestion tab on this app. Citizens can submit their suggestions till the 10th of this month. ECI Net app is a single unified app for citizens integrating the earlier 40 separate election-related applications such as Voter Helpline app, C-Vigil, Saksham, Polling Trends and Know Your Candidate app into one interface. ECI Net is one of the major initiatives of the Commission taken under the leadership of Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar. Work on the development of the ECI Net app started after its announcement in May last year. The trial versions of the new ECI Net app enable better voter services, quicker availability of polling percentage trends, and also the publication of index cards within 72 hours of the close of polls. Over 2,400 National Cadet Corps, NCC cadets, including 898 girls from across the country, will participate in the National Cadet Corps Republic Day Camp 2026. This shows an increase in the number of girl cadets across all states as compared to the previous year. The camp for this year's event started on 30th of last month. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi today, Director General of NCC, Lieutenant General Virendra Vat said, 127 cadets from Jammu and Kashmir, along with Ladakh, and 131 cadets from the Northeast region are participating. He said that cadets and officers from 25 friendly foreign countries are also scheduled to take part in the celebrations under the Youth Exchange Program. During the Republic Day Parade, the cadets will participate in various activities, including firing and marching in a contingent, which will culminate with the Prime Minister's rally on the 28th of this month. And Information and Broadcasting Ministry has announced the winners of four creative challenges under the Badalta Bharat Mera Anubhav campaign. The challenges were organized in collaboration with the MyGov platform. Under the campaign, citizens were invited to share their personal experiences and creative expressions reflecting the country's transformation over the last 11 years under the visionary leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Aligned with the vision of Viksit Bharat at 2047, the campaign witnessed enthusiastic participation from citizens belonging to diverse age groups and backgrounds. Now to end the news, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates Grand International Exposition of Sacred Piprawa Relics. Nation's first Vande Bharat sleeper train to run between Guwahati and Kolkata. Draft photo roll published for Koridang Assembly constituency in Mokokchung district. And President Nagaland Archery Association Chakravala Suro elected as Vice President Archery Association of India. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.